الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and friends, a very small portion of an ayah I have recited, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, that those who have been given the bounty of iman, the quality that they possess is أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. They are generally very strong, very firm in regard to their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this question of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where did it originate from? What great bounty of it is, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, isn't it upon His creation? Ulama write that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all the arwah, all the souls, and in alam-e arwah, or alam-e alas, as it said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed His jalwa, His beauty, to all the souls. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that point of time, bestowed the creation with two great bounties from all the millions of bounties that Allah has bestowed insan with. In particular, when Allah showed His jalwa, His beauty, to all the arwah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them, Alastu bi rabbikum? Am I not your Rabb? And everybody seeing the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the jalwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every soul answered, Qalu bala. Indeed, O Allah, you are our Rabb. Who else is worthy besides you? At that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even bestowed insan. Ulama write that it is said, kallamahu ayanan. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to all this arwah and He showed His jalwa and His beauty to them. When they heard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed them with the quality of knowledge, ilm, to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that point of time, already insan was given the important and significant quality of recognizing who Allah ta'ala is, and secondly, that is ilm. And the second or the first quality, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them, who am I? Am I not your Rabb? Allah created and planted the seed of love in the heart of every soul, in the bosom of every soul. And this hope which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala planted is ingrained in every human soul. No human, irrespective of who he is, can deny the fact that he does not love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sometimes, due to circumstances, become unmindful of the fact. But in the bosom of his heart, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resides. Now generally, this quality of love comes into a person out through two faculties. One is the faculty of seeing, and one is the faculty of speaking. When we see somebody who looks very nice, our heart reaches out to that person. It creates a quality of love, of desire. Or sometimes we see something very nice, a dress, a garment, you start loving that. Or sometimes anything that your eyes see which is pleasing to your eyes, you take an inclination towards that, you start loving that. And if it's not seeing, then it's speaking. Sometimes when you talk to someone, the mannerism in which the person talks to you, the way in which he addresses you, the way in which he speaks to you, you become attached to that person. It creates that love in you. And both these qualities, imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking, and he says, Alastu bi rabbikum? Am I not your Rabb? What beauty must have emanated in that voice, in that sound? What greatness must have come from there? For every soul to say, Qalu bala awla, indeed you are. And this is that love which insan sees, or he hears, or when he speaks about it, it comes ingrained into him. Now this love, which is in every person, either this love can be for the creator of, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or either it can come for the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When this love is directed towards the creator of, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, then it brings a lot of blessedness, happiness, contentment, consolement of the heart, peace, inner contentment, and success in this worldly life as well as in the hereafter. And when this love is directed towards the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is mentioned a little while ago earlier, illicit, against Sharia, not condoned by the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that love creates discomfort, grief, sorrow, pain, and with it comes all the misery, and ultimately a person becomes so unhappy in this world, and in the year after also he becomes doomed. So is this love which generates from the heart of men, either it's directed towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it comes with a lot of great good, or either this love is directed towards the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which comes with a lot of misery. Now, how will we know what is the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What are the signs for this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? For that, ulama have written few important signs, that these are the signs, if they are prevalent in the man, then you must know he has the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Sahib Nawarallahu Marqadahu used to always mention that muhabbat fikhati hai andazi muhabbat ko, that your love for the people in the creation of this world is in reality supposed to teach you how to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keeping that in mind, the ulama write that one of the first qualities regarding the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when you will see a person mahbub ke ghar ka bar bar chakkar lagata hai, that continuously his mind and his heart is driven towards the house of his beloved, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever you find his direction is the masjid, whenever you find every little excuse he finds, every little time he finds, he wants to go towards the masjid. What does he want to go do in the masjid? He wants to go and see his Rabb. How does he see his Rabb? أَنْتَ عَبُدَ اللَّهِ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهِ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاهِ. When you're making that namaz, it's like you are seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person is in love with someone, he continuously wants to see that person. Every excuse he wants, he'll find to see that person. Likewise, every excuse this person finds, he wants to go to the masjid, he wants to make namaz. Because in his namaz, he's getting so much enjoyment, it's like as if he's seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he's not seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then at least he wants to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How does he speak to Allah? He speaks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by making tilawat of the Quran, Quran al-Kareem. It is the direct kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person recites the Quran, it's as if he's having a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, he enjoys reading Quran because he knows this is the kalam of my Rabb. It's like I'm talking to Allah and Allah is talking to me. That communion between the two is so deep, and as the love increases, it builds. So continuously this person's heart is driven towards the masjid. المؤمن في المسجد كالسمك في الماء. It's like a mu'min in a masjid is like a fish in the water. When you have to take a fish out of the water, how that fish becomes restless, how it turns and how it desires to be back where it belongs to. That is where a mu'min's heart belongs to. Mahbub ke ghar ka bar bar chakkar lagana. Fajr time, no matter how cold it is, no matter what the condition is. But the muazzin calls, Allahu Akbar, my Allah is calling me, is there an opportunity for me to meet him? Leaves everything and he turns his attention towards the masjid. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to repeatedly say to Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Oh Bilal, arihni. Oh Bilal, arihni fi qalbi. Oh Bilal, bring comfort to my heart. And what his intention was, Oh Bilal, give adhan. When you give adhan, and it brings so much comfort and consolement to my heart, please my heart, give adhan. Today so many times adhan is given, we don't even have sometimes the tawfiq to reply to the adhan, let alone the dua after adhan. When we hear that adhan, our attention cannot even be diverted from the worldly chores that we are involved in. We become so engrossed that adhan unfortunately sometimes doesn't even have an effect onto us. Now a person who really loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the moment he hears that word Allahu Akbar, everything turns away, everything becomes nothing. Allah is everything. Now his attention diverts towards the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ummul Mu'mineen, used to say that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the moment he used to hear the sound, the voice of Allahu Akbar, his whole condition used to change. He says, immediately he used to get up and go towards the masjid. On one occasion when he got up and he was going towards the masjid, I started addressing him, I started talking to him. So he asked me, Man anti, who are you? So I said, Ana Aisha. I'm Aisha, ya oh beloved of Allah, your beloved wife. He says, Man Aisha, who is Aisha? Nabi said, Man Aisha, who is Aisha? She said, when he said that, I said, Binti Abi Bakr, Aisha the daughter of Abu Bakr. Your bosom friend, thinking that if I mention my father's name, there'll be some change. Nabi Kareem said, Man Abi Bakr. Who is Abu Bakr? Then she said, only then I realized that nothing, he is now in a different world, is in a different state. Until he will not complete his salah, I will not be able to converse and get through to him. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to himself say, Ma'allahi li waqtun, that I have a special connection with Allah, a time with Allah. Such a time when I used to have that azan until I don't finish my salah, nothing could come between me and my Allah. Absolutely nothing could divert my attention. This was the condition when they used to just hear the adhan. Their hearts were so attached to the masjid. The Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, the awliya ikram, in fact it is mentioned regarding a great saint of our time, or of the previous times, Allama Zamakhshari rahimahullah, that when he used to go to the haram, and he hardly used to even come out of there only for his bare necessities. To such an extent that the people of Arab used to say that this person is Jawarullah, he is the neighbor of Allah Ta'ala. He basically belongs to as if he is the neighbor of Allah. He cannot separate himself from the haram of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our condition, we very well know where we stand. Sometimes the adhan is given, namaz time is coming. The manner in which we approach our namaz, we come to namaz, our minds are still outside. We go through the whole namaz, our minds are still outside. We go back, and if we sit down and we have to question ourselves, what did the imam read in the first rakat? We will not even know which surah has been recited. This is the condition. So in reality, namaz, azan is given earlier so that we come to the masjid, we sit down, we contemplate, we concentrate, to be able to have that khushu and khuzu in salah. That when we come and when we are standing in front of Allah, we know exactly, I'm standing in front of my Allah. I'm seeing Allah. Allah is seeing me. I'm talking to Allah. I'm addressing Allah. Allah Ta'ala is responding to my address. This is the condition that a person who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bar bar mahbub ke ghar ka chakkar lagata hai. He continuously, you know, a lot of people say, mullah ki dwab masjid tak. Mullah only knows what? The masjid. But in reality, that is where everything is. He knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is found there. And continuously his heart is in the masjid. Even a hadith of Nabi Kareem s.a.w., the meaning of which is, that person whose heart is mu'allakun fil masjid, his heart is attached to the masjid. That means he, when he goes out of the masjid, he's like a fish out of water. When he comes back in the masjid, then his heart is as if now I am where I belong. Such a person will be given the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. The second sign ulama write, that a person who is in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he does, apna maal mahbub ke liye luta deta hai. That whatever he possesses, he spends it for his beloved. Even in this world, if somebody is in love with someone, he takes the person for shopping, buy what you want to buy, buy anything, everything. What do you so desire? Whatever you want on the house. Like that, when the call for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen comes, whether it's masjid, whether it's madrasa, whether it's orphans, whether it's widows, whether it's giving of zakat, but his heart is forever ready to give. He's prepared to give everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the example the Sahaba have given, they have left such examples for us. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on the expedition of Tabuk, when Nabi Kareem s.a.w. asked him, oh Abu Bakr, what have you left behind? What have you left behind? He says, I left Allah and my Rasul. Nothing behind, nothing. Everything, mahbub ke liye luta diya. Everything was given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the second quality, that his heart is not attached to the wealth that is given to him. And whatever is given to him, he is prepared to spend for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person truly has the love of Allah in his heart. Then the third quality that ulama writes, that a person who is in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is even prepared to go hungry for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thirsty for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Apna khana peena, uska ek kinara tashkil kar diya. Bilkul, it doesn't make a difference. When somebody is in love with someone in this world, and until you don't speak to the person, you see the person, you are even prepared to sacrifice your food, your drink. Sometimes people ask you, what's wrong? You're not taking red. No, you don't know what's wrong. He's in love with someone, so he can't even eat, he can't even drink, till he is with his beloved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the greatest of being, who can be the most sincerest, and who you can really love, and in return, who will give you so much. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the time of Ramadan comes, we stay hungry. Why? Simply because we love Allah. When the masnoon salat, siyam come, Monday, Thursday, no matter how hot it may be, in the hot months of summer, but a person stay hungry. Why? He is prepared to let go whatever comfort, luxuries, bribes, whatever it is. He is prepared to let it go for who? For the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the third quality ulama, right? So of those who are the true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the fourth quality mentioned, that raaton ko jagna, the muhabbat aisi cheez hai, ke raaton ko jagati hai. That a person who is truly in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his nights are not nights of slumber and nights of negligence. He hardly sleeps a little part of the night when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love wakes him up. Now it is him with his Allah. He talks to Allah. He makes qiyam in front of Allah. With utmost respect, he stands in front of Allah. He loves Allah. He bows to him. Then he loves and becomes more intense, and he goes in sajda and he throws himself at the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hours on end. He stays in sajda. When he sits also, he sits in tashahud. How much of love doesn't he show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, I love you, oh Allah, I love you, in asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that true love is really given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the dark hours of night, when a person makes tahajjud, when a person makes salatul layl, qiyamul layl. This is the time when a person is now alone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's communicating with Allah, and he's expressing to Allah, oh Allah, how much I love you. Like one Urdu poet says it very nicely, mujhko na apna hosh hai, na dunya ka hosh hai, baitha hum mast tumhare jamal mein. That I don't even know where I am, and I don't even know what is this dunya. Oh Allah, I'm sitting in the dark hours of the night. I'm sitting in the dark hours of the night, contemplating your beauty, contemplating your greatness, and the reality, taro se pooch lo meri roda de zindagi, raaton ko jaagta hoon main tumhare khayal mein. Even ask the stars, what is the condition of my night? I stay awake whole night in your thought, in your love. Oh Allah, this is how I spend my night, showing and expressing my love towards you. So those who are the true lovers of Allah, their nights are not sleep, their nights are not nights of negligence and slumber, and their nights are nights wherein they communicate with Allah, they have a special connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the first quality ulama write, which I would want to mention today being the last, regarding those that are of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that dere dalna, to camp at the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to camp at the door of Allah ta'ala. Camp at the door of Allah means whenever you come, you make nafil itikaf, you make sunnat itikaf, you come and you camp at the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, whatever it is, I am at your door. I have no other door to go to. There is nowhere else where I can turn to. A very interesting incident is mentioned regarding Khalifa of Hazrat Thani rahimahullah, Khaja Azizul Hasan Madzub rahimahullah, who was a great lover of Hazrat Thani and a great Khalifa of his. As our mashayikh, in their wisdom, sometimes they realize that this person, I need to make his islah. There are certain things I need to say to him, certain things I need to do to him, to understand and to come to judge whether that, as mentioned a little earlier, that, you know, that me is out of him or not. So, on one occasion, Khaja Azizul Hasan Madzub Rahimullah made a small mistake, not even something that you could really take him to task for. On that, immediately Hazrat Thani Rahimullah told him, Bistar uthalo, niklo bahar yahan se. Main hukum karta hoon, bistar uthalo, niklo bahar yahan se. Take your bedding and get out of here. You don't belong here. And it was an order, so immediately he took his bedding, he got up, and he went, and he sat at the door of the Khanka. And he stayed there, and every opportunity that he could find to gaze and just look at the countenance of his sheikh, he found. Every time the door opened, he peeped. Every time the door opened, he peeped. And he saw the beauty, and the countenance, and the love of his sheikh. It continued like that. And a few days passed in this condition. Eventually, Hazrat Thani rahimahullah sent someone, go ask him, yaha kyu para hai abhi? Why is he still staying here? Why didn't he go away? And when this question was asked, he gave a small couplet in reply to this question, and he said, Hazrat Thani, agar wo dar na kholega, to maybe dar na chhorunga. If he will not open the door for me, I will not even leave this door. Come what may. He says, hukumat apni apni hai, you have your choice, I have my choice. Your choice was to take me out, my choice is to stay at this door. And then he said, idhar meri hukumat hai, udhar teri hukumat hai. Yaha, where I am now, my hukumat is to be a beggar at your door, and your hukumat is to accept me if you so wish. When he sent this couplet to Hazrat Thani rahimahullah, Hazrat Thani realized the true love and sincerity that this man possesses, and he recalled him back in, and he embraced him with such a warm embrace, and he realized that this man is a true lover of Allah. So the quality of those that love Allah, they never leave the door of those that love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come what may, come what people say, but they will always keep on going back to that door, which is the door of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Thani rahimahullah, I end off with this. On one occasion he mentioned, which I've heard from our elders, that a person will be brought on the day of Qiyamah in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will be a person who has transgressed, who made many mistakes, who became a victim of his nafs on several occasions. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him, now why all this? Where all this disobedience from? Why all this transgression? He will turn around and he says, oh Allah, I used to make dua continuously to you, that I am weak, my nafs overpowers me. Oh Allah, I am a sinner. Oh Allah, forgive me, make me among your beloved ones, accept me. I used to continuously make this dua. Oh Allah, but because of my weakness, I was kept on being overpowered by my nafs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the reality of things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell the angels, open and see in his books if he ever made such dua to me or not. The angels will go through and scroll, and this is, Ya Allah, on this occasion, this occasion, this occasion, he used to definitely make this dua. Allah says, if that is the reality of it, and he threw himself towards me, and he said, oh Allah, I am weak, you make my islah, you bring me, you give me your love, and because of the condition that he went through, thou enter him into Jannah without reckoning today. So this is our condition. We have to keep on turning, we have to keep on begging. There is no other choice but the dua, Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wal amal alladhi yuballighuna ila hubbik. Oh Allah, I always ask you for that, for your love and for the love of those who love you, that tawajjuh must be on us, and for those deeds that will bring me close to your love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the realization, the reality and the understanding that everything depends on the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person's iman, his level of increasing his iman and decreasing his iman, is not based on how much amal he do and how little amal he do. It's based on how much love he has. The moment he has extreme love, it will motivate him to do a lot of amal, and indeed his iman also will go up. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.